Good morning. It is great to worship with you all this morning here at Zion Mennonite Church. I absolutely love the scenic view here at Zion. What a masterful creation God has crafted. I hope that you don't miss the beautiful landscape gift that God has given you each week as you enter your worship space. It's just amazing. I don't know about you all, but I tend to miss a lot of things in life. At least I used to. I've often identified with Peter. Incredibly passionate, highly excitable, prone to rushing into life head on, and super impulsive. My default operating system, Marybeth OS 1.0, flits from one obviously important task to the next, which can seem really great at times. People with this type of operating system can get a lot accomplished in a very short time. But we can also find ourselves in really unhealthy, treacherous, and even treacherous situations, such as leaping out of a boat during a storm to walk on the water. Who would do that? It is a chaotic approach to life. The past 2.5 years have been unbelievably difficult, without a doubt. But a silver lining for me is that I am finally taking time to update my operating system. Instead of flitting from task to task and reacting to life, I am learning to slow down and be more mindful. I am learning to think before I act or look before I leap. Viktor Frankl, an Austrian neurologist, psychologist, and Holocaust survivor, said, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. My OS 1.0 had no awareness of that space. But with the very patient and gentle help of God's Holy Spirit, I am learning to grow in this area and be set free, to be saved from the chaos. One way that this is happening for me is through the practice of imaginative scripture contemplation. As was mentioned earlier, I discovered this practice while I was in seminary. In the spring of 2020, I was asked to prepare a devotional for a seminary class I was taking. And while I was looking for something creative to do, I stumbled across Ignatian contemplation. It is a method of praying with scripture that encourages you to imagine yourself as part of the biblical practice. Biblical passage and experience it with all of your senses. I enjoyed using this practice so much for that class that I decided to spend a whole year learning about it and practicing it for my capstone project for my Master of Divinity. This prayerful, playful practice has been incredibly life-giving for me and has become a part of my personal prayer life, as well as a weekly routine that I share with others via Zoom each Thursday morning. I find that the slow reading of scripture the broadening of my imagination and the freedom to ask all kinds of questions has deepened my faith and my love of Jesus. I very much appreciate this opportunity to slow down and imagine with you all this morning. And I hope that you also will find this practice life-giving. In a few moments, I will slowly guide you through the passage that was just read for us. I will invite you to enter the scene as if you were there, guiding you to use your various senses and imaginatively interact with Jesus and his companions. I will ask you questions to ponder, and you can close your eyes or keep them open, whichever you feel most comfortable with. You can ponder my questions or create questions of your own. Before we begin, I invite you to take a couple of centering breaths, breathing in God's Spirit, and breathing out anything that distracts you from being in the presence of God. And I pray for the following graces: to know Jesus more intimately, to love him more intensely, and to follow him more closely. I invite you to enter the story. As you enter the scene, in your mind's eye, notice the huge crowd Jesus just abundantly fed with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. What are you feeling as you remember helping distribute food to the people and gather baskets of leftovers? Perhaps your muscles are tired from serving thousands of people. Perhaps your feet ache from walking through the crowds. Are you sweating? Is it a hot evening? Maybe you notice a breeze coming off the sea. Do you see any clouds forming in the sky? Then Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. As you climb into the boat, what are you feeling? Are you annoyed with Jesus because he sent you away? Perhaps you want to stay longer with the crowd to celebrate the miracle you just participated in. Perhaps you want to stay with Jesus. Or perhaps you're ready for a break from the crowds, and you welcome the opportunity to drift away on a calm sea. And after he dismissed the crowds, Jesus went up the mountain by himself to pray. How do you feel about Jesus taking time to pray alone? Do you understand his need to renew his strength after healing and nourishing thousands of people? When evening came, Jesus was there alone. Do you feel compassion for Jesus, knowing that he needs time alone to grieve the recent loss of John the Baptizer? What emotions does John's senseless execution stir within you? Perhaps as you navigate the sea, you too are feeling waves of grief and anxiety. And by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. You have been on this boat for hours now. At some point, storm clouds blew in and the waters became chaotic. Were you prepared for the storm? Or did it catch you off guard? As you feel the wind blow across your skin and through your hair, do you feel out of control? What are your companions saying to you? Are you working together or arguing with each other about how to keep the boat afloat? Can you even hear each other over the sounds of the sea and the storm? What are your feelings towards Jesus at this moment? He sent you out here on these waters without him. How are you feeling as the storm rages and the hours drag on and on? The rain and the seawater have pummeled every inch of your body, and you are soaked to your core. Feel the exhaustion and the aches in your muscles that have worked hard to keep the boat from capsizing. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the sea. As the darkness begins to fade, notice that Jesus is walking calmly on the chaotic waters. He is not thundering across the waters like Poseidon in his horse-drawn chariot. He is not flying over the waters on a magical arrow like Pythagoras. He is slowly moving his body through the chaos, no doubt feeling the sting of the wind and the force of the waves as he calmly presses on towards the ones he deeply loves. Perhaps he is buoyed by the many hours he just spent alone on the mountain in prayer. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. Feel your body being pressed by the wind as you peer across the waves and see a being steadily moving toward you. Sit for a moment in your anxiety, fear of the chaotic sea storm compounded by the fear of a sea spirit behaving very strangely. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." When you hear the voice, do you realize that it is Jesus speaking? How does the sound of this voice affect you? Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." When you hear Peter speak, what are you thinking? Perhaps you fear that Peter's impulsivity might cost him his life. Or maybe you admire his courage to even consider stepping out onto the chaotic waters. Jesus said, "Come." What do you imagine is going through Peter's mind? If anything, perhaps Peter doesn't stop to think. Perhaps he simply reacts. So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. What are you thinking as you watch Peter get out of the boat and not immediately sink? How would you describe Peter's movements? Does he take calm and steady steps like Jesus? Or are his steps more urgent and frenetic? When Peter noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Imagine how Peter may be feeling in this moment. As he notices the strong wind and high waves, perhaps he becomes mindful of the consequences of his quick decision. How far into the water does he sink before he looks to the Lord and cries out for salvation? Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught Peter, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" As you watch Jesus immediately catch Peter from falling deep into the chaotic sea, what are you feeling? Watching the two of them walk to the boat together, what emotions are you experiencing? When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Finally, the storm has ended. Jesus has brought peace to your boat. How are you feeling? Take a few breaths and enjoy the calm. And those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." How does it feel to be in the presence of the Son of God? As you sit here in the silence with Jesus, the Son of God, who just saved you from the chaos of the storm, I invite you to have a conversation with him about what you experienced while pondering this passage. What might Jesus want to say to you about your life? Or the life of your community as it relates to this passage? I will give you just a few moments of silence to have this conversation with Jesus, and then I will close the quiet with a poem. This litany was written by Christine Longhurst and posted on the website for the Center for Mennonite Brethren Studies. When the wind is strong and the waves are high, remember the words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. When our dreams come to nothing and we wonder what lies ahead, remember the words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. When those we love disappoint us or hurt us deeply, remember the words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. When we begin to question God's call or doubt God's love, remember the words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. When we've lost all hope and don't remember where to turn, remember the words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. When our faith is stretched to the breaking point, remember the words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you pass through rivers of difficulty, you will not be overwhelmed. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen.